first game of a two-game series in Milwaukee for the Cardinals and Brewers, Luke Weaver starting for St. Louis, and Matt Carpenter announcing that for every home run he hits the rest of the season, he's making a donation to the Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund. In the third inning, it's a 1-0 Cardinals lead. Luke Voit finds a way to drive in a pair.
Here's Luke Voit, fly to center. Ground ball left side, just past Shaw. Out at second and safe at first. One run in, here comes another. Save at the plate! Hits a play, Dexter Fowler! Oh, what a play!
Isn't that pretty?
Two runs come in to score. Fowler, the heads-up play to make it 3-0 St. Louis.
Opportunity for the Cardinals. Bases loaded, DeJong at the plate. And the pitch to DeJong is swung on. Base hit to center field. One run scores. Here comes Carpenter. The throw comes in the third, so he'll score. No play at the plate. And it's 5-1 St. Louis.
The 2-2 pitch. Voit up the middle. Base hit. One run in. Here comes Dexter. 7-1 St. Louis. Luke Voit delivers. He has driven in four tonight.
Taking off and getting lots of swings and misses. The 0-2 pitch swung on and missed. He got him with the changeup. So three straight pitches. 1-2-3 goes Travis Shaw, and that's strikeout number 7.
The 2-2 pitch. Got him. Strikes out this side. And 9 strikeouts through 4 innings for Luke Weaver. 7-1 our score.
The pitch to Carpenter, a swing, and there she goes. Right center field, a goner for Carpenter. For Matt, that's home run number 18. And $10,000 in relief help to the victims of the bad weather in the Houston, Texas area.
And it'll be more than that with everybody matching that. And that's a nice little extra to go along with that long home run that Carpenter hit. It's almost as if he knew that he might just get one today. And he did. Home run number 18 for Carpenter, but some money for Houston. And that's really
that's a big winner right there.
You
it's 9-1 Cardinals.
The Cardinals take the game on Tuesday 10-2, moving 1.5 games behind Milwaukee while remaining 5 behind Chicago in the NL Central. Luke Weaver is the first Cardinals rookie to strike out 10 in consecutive starts since Rick Ankiel did it back in 2000. Weaver wins his third. He has struck out 28 over his last 3 starts. After the game, here's Cardinals manager Mike Matheny.
This time it's a great move on his part, Adams and the Cardinals. Happy to see him write that check. Hope he keeps doing it every night. But yeah, as soon as he hit the dugout, guys reminded him that was a costly one, but very nice to see.
What'd you think of Weaver tonight?
Oh, he was great. Yeah, he had a very good changeup working, but it was spotting that fastball. Just that, you know, looked like he was throwing darts at times, just putting it where he wanted to, using both sides of the plate. Breaking ball was effective, but thought he controlled counts, did a great job, and not pitching too much around the zone.
I know you wanted him to get through that that last inning, right?
Yeah, just good time to push him a little bit, and had some extra rest, and it was a great chance for him to go out there and get it through that sixth. Had a couple ground balls that one in particular was kind of hit off the end, just put in the right place. A couple hard hits too, so you could tell he was starting to labor a little bit. Unfortunately, Duke defended himself well with the glove. The ball smashed back to him. We were able to get out of it without too much damage.
You move Carpenter to third to get at-bats for Voit, and he comes through very productive tonight.
Yeah, 4 RBI. Thanks, one of those thanks to Dexter. What a great play that was, just that hustle. Love to see that. But Luke putting together good at-bats when he got the opportunity is nice to see.
Offensively, you just look at this as an opportunistic night. Took advantage of walks, errors.
Yeah.
Good base running.
Yeah, good at-bats though, too. Got some big hits when we had to have them.
When you look at Luke, I mean, he had fared well against this team just a couple weeks ago, and then come back out and do it again, the strikeouts. I mean, what does that say about his stuff and his ability to use it well that they weren't able to solve him?
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. Probably his best start we saw was his last one here. They had a good look at him, and you wonder that next time now they're going to make adjustments. But the thing was, he was just, with that 95 that's sneaky. 95 has to be sneaky. It's just effortless. The ball jumps out of his hands. It's just got a little different angle to it, and the changeup makes everybody aware. So I think it was. was a good test for him, and we needed that, and he was great.
St. Louis was able to build a 7-1 lead through four innings, and after the game, here's Luke Voit on the offensive attack.
No, never in my life. It's crazy. I think I owe Dex a little present after that one, so I appreciate that, but it's crazy how it works like that sometimes.
As you're running to first base, did you happen to notice Dex running around third?
No, and I heard the crowd like yelling and like booing, and I'm like, what? Because I knew I was safe. And I turn around, and Marble's coming over to me. He goes, you got two RBIs, two stakes on that. And I'm like, holy cow. So, you know, that's awesome.
What's the feeling like for you back with the big club in the starting lineup and then you produce?
Feels great. I kind of found my swing when I went back down to Memphis, and to come up here and help the team win, you know, it's great. You know, I'm glad I got the opportunity, you know, hit the ground running with it, and we had a big win tonight, so it was good.
We were talking before the game. You said that you think pinch hitting and then playing sparingly, not getting a ton of at-bats, may actually help you as a hitter. Explain that.
Yeah, and it's just trying to shrink my zone. Like tonight even, like I was kind of too aggressive swinging at the first pitch, and then my next two had bats or whatever, I lined out and had a good hit, you know, good at bat and stuff, and you know, I saw like 6-7 pitches, so those kind of at-bats are the more at-bats I was going to try to have to, you know, shrink my zone and swing at my pitches, not swing at the pitches. And, you know, I had some success my last three at-bats, so, you know, it all went well.
The series concludes on Wednesday with Carlos Martinez taking the mound for St. Louis, opposed by Chase Anderson of Milwaukee.